Good morning. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We've got a Wednesday, the 8th day of May. Looking back, April farmer sentiment dropped sharply, as indicated by the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, down 15 points to an April reading of 99. Both of the sub-indexes of the barometer also dropped, the Current Conditions Index down 18 points to 83, while the Future Expectations Index down 14 to 106. April marked the lowest reading since June of 2022. The sentiment drop, driven by worries regarding the current financial situation on producers' farms and anticipated financial challenges in the coming year. The decline also driven by broader concerns about financial performance and farmland values. The Farm Financial Performance Index declined to 76 in April. That's a 7-point drop from the previous month. Only 24% of the respondents anticipate interest rates rising over the next year, down from 32% from March. Fewer farmers say they expect to see farmland values rise over the next year. The latest ag trade figures from USDA are mixed, as bipartisan criticism of the White House's refusal to do free trade deals continues. The ag trade balance in negative territory so far this fiscal year, according to USDA economist Bart Kenner.
Agricultural exports for fiscal year to date, October through March 2024, $94.4 billion, down 6% from the previous year. Agricultural imports through March 2024 were $101.3 billion, up 2% from the previous year, for a trade deficit of $6.9 billion.
Which is down more than $8 billion from last year's trade surplus and a continuing source of frustration for both parties on Capitol Hill, as they are dismayed over the lack of new U.S. free trade deals amid plummeting net farm income. Number 2 Senate Republican John Thune complaining to Biden Trade Ambassador Katherine Tai at a recent hearing.
Market access is what our farmers and ranchers are looking for to open up the market so they can sell their products and get the trade deficit back to trade surplus and get this net farm income back in the positive column.
National Corn Growers launching the Yield Contest again this year, and they're celebrating the 60th anniversary. For six decades, the event is a testament to the ingenuity and dedication of corn growers across the nation. Contest continues to attract participants eager to push the boundaries of ag innovation. NCGA President Harold Woolley says this year's contest promises to be another thrilling chapter in corn growing history. The contest is open for entries from now until August 14th. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the Wednesday morning markets.